1, part 2. Proverbs 1, we'll be starting with the 20th verse. Amen. We all there? Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke, then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. But since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you, when calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you. Then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me. Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, since they would not accept my advice and spurn my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. Amen? Amen. Proverbs speaks to us. As I said in the first week that I preached it, the book of Proverbs is not asking you anything. It's telling you. It's not asking for a debate. It's not asking for conversation. It's letting you know that these things just are. It's up to us whether we're going to receive it or not. That's what wisdom does. Wisdom tells us to receive what's good for us and to reject what's bad. But that's those who are seeking wisdom. Bible says in 20, out in the open window, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. In other words, wisdom is all around us. There are folks who have been dealing with situations all their life, and because they've been dealing with them, they have some knowledge over stuff. One of the things about King Solomon is if anybody could ever write a book on wisdom, I would say he was a good candidate. He asked for wisdom from God, and God granted his request. And upon getting wisdom, he got everything else. But all of that stuff he had led to some bad decisions, right, even with wisdom. Right. But wisdom is there for you. Your mother and your father provide wisdom. But it's up to us if we will receive that wisdom. People think that mom and dad coming down on me is because they don't know nothing. They don't know no better. They don't understand. Now that we are grown ups, we realize they knew more than what we thought they knew. But wisdom was knocking at our door. Wisdom was trying to tell us how to do right, how to walk the right way, how to talk the right talk, and how to be engaged and aware of the environment that you're in. Wisdom has been around us since we were born. But wisdom is rejected when it goes against what we want to do. The Bible says, on the top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. In other words, there's nothing really that escapes that voice of reason. You say, well, I never heard anybody say anything to me that was wise. Well, if you are born again, there's a voice inside of you that provides wisdom. Something that we like to go against from time to time. You know how it is when you have to make that ultimate decision and you got this little thing that the TV like to show is an angel on one side and the devil on the other side. And you got to make a decision. And the decision that you know you have to make is the one that's correct, but it might not be what you want to do. And you go against wisdom to do what you want to do. And then you say, had I only known, had someone told me, but yet in your innermost parts, you already knew.
All right.
You knew because if you have to hem and haw over a decision, if you're struggling with making a decision, you already know what the answer is. So you really can't blame anyone else. One of the things about Proverbs is it allows you to look at yourself. For far too long, we blame people.
Well,
you know, we blame folks for why our lives isn't the way it's supposed to be. We blame people because we're not where we want to be. But wisdom tells us to look at ourselves. Because the information for everybody to succeed is already there. The word of God was not written through blood, sweat, and tears to sit in a corner somewhere and collect dust. In other words, you have the access. We have the access to get wisdom, to access wisdom. We have what it takes. But we don't want to go there. So the Bible declares that it's all around you. But then it says, how long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Man, don't you just get tired of being simple? One of the things that I love about God is that he allows us to be simple. Only to show us we don't have to be. If you truly engage your life and you look at, and you know, we're just talking here. If you look at the things in your life where you failed, where you've missed the mark, they all had simple solutions. I'll give you a case in point. Let's just say that you got into a bad accident. She was riding with a friend who you knew was drunk while you were sober. Now you're hurt. And you ask yourself, why? I should have never gotten into the car with that drunk person. Now, to get in there with them is what? Simple. But did you have the answer to not be simple? You might have said, well, I know I came with that person. But wisdom tells me don't get into a car with somebody who's drunk. Either I'll drive or you go ahead on by your own business. Had we made that decision, we'd be better off today. And you can use any scenario from that to engaging in fornication. You name it. There's one simple solution. Refrain. You know, one thing, you got men and women fighting over their children because they're not married and wanting the person to take care of their seed, their child. One simple solution would have sufficed. And you wouldn't have all the drama that you have right now. You say, well, I didn't know that was going to happen. That one kills me. I'm pregnant. Well, how did that happen? But a simple solution would have been what the word of God says was to refrain word of God is plain, and it's simple, and it's strong, but it calls you to action. It calls you to think before you make those mistakes, before you go down the wrong path. Nobody has to tell you because you already know. It's all around you. If you just watch other people's lives who've made the mistakes that you are about to make, and you see how they struggle with situations, you would listen to wisdom's call. That's why the Bible says, how long will a simple be simple? How much more of someone else's misery must you see before you get the message that you don't have to go down the same road? Why do they have to be always after you? You just don't want me to be happy. You don't want me to have what you have. No, I'm trying to stop you from going down the same road that I went down. It's not everything that it looks like it is. So wisdom is knocking at our door. Wisdom wants to talk to us, but we just don't want to listen. The Bible says fools hate knowledge. Fools. What makes us a fool? Other than going against God, fighting his will, denying knowledge, denying that there is somebody who may know more than us. Fools hate knowledge. Where do you stand on that particular scripture? Have you been presented knowledge and you rejected it? And if you rejected it, will you call yourself a fool? I know I will. Because a fool rejects good information. Do you seek out people that will give you what you need or give you what you want? See, a fool will seek out a person that gives them what they want to hear. Wisdom tells me to seek out someone who will tell me what I need to hear. They're not concerned about how I'm feeling or this. They're concerned about my future. See, sometimes my present is not relevant if my future is going to be jacked up based upon a decision being made. So I'm looking for someone that will help me steady my future and not fall back into my past. That's all the Proverbs is saying. Repent at my rebuke, then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. So God is willing to lead us. He's willing to guide us. That's why a brother can shut his whole program down. Because it ain't about the program as much as it is about the kids and getting a relationship with God. You have to set some precedent. Wow. I was watching the Maryland beat Duke yesterday. And one of their star point guards was sat down for behavior not becoming to the team. Knowing he's going into a big game, you want all your cylinders firing. But what you got to consider is, how important is the game? Is the game more important than the precedent of teaching and learning lessons and doing what's right and being rewarded for doing what's right and not being pat on the back and say, well, we'll fix it next time when we have a sorrier team? I take the hit. Because wisdom says, correct them now, because you might not have a chance later. You want to reach somebody at the moment when they can be reached. That's what wisdom tells us. A fool would say, just let them play. No lesson learned. Problem may continue. But all you're concerned about is what's happening in the right now. You're not concerned about his future. You're not concerned about discipline. But since you refuse to listen, when I call and no one pays attention, when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke. In other words, you rejected God so much that now he's in a position of only watching. You know that God don't just like to watch. But God don't just jump in, do we? God is saying, look, I'm giving you everything you need to be successful. I'm giving you every tool you need to be successful. But everything that I give you, you have rejected.
Wow.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I only made you in your mother's womb.
Well.
I only called you into existence. But yet I don't know what I'm talking about. So since you disregard all my advice, do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you. Man, I don't want God to treat me like that. He says, then accept my instructions. Receive my wisdom. Listen for knowledge. See, I can make you what you were born to be if you follow See, a lot of us struggle. We don't know why. Every day we get up and we fight with God. God, why am I struggling? And we're not asking the real question. See, we want the answer from God that would appease us. But the reality is that if we really want to know God's way, we got to start being real with ourselves. Look at our lifestyles.
Yes. Yes.
Look at who we hang out with. Look at what information overtakes us, overwhelms us. Look at what we're doing each and every day. And I guarantee that if you are truthful with yourself and you begin to look down the road and see where your life is, you're not going to find much God.
Well.
You're only going to find what you want to find. There's something wrong with God because he's not blessing me.
Well.
I'm not perfect. I know I ain't perfect. I ain't supposed to be perfect. Ain't but one perfect, and that's Jesus.
Yes.
But yet, are you even striving for perfection? See, what I'm talking about is every day that you wake up, you have an opportunity to shine for God. Every time you walk out on the streets, you got an opportunity to be a testimony for God.
Yeah.
Every time you got some quiet time, that's some communication time with God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at your life and look at what envelops you the most. Look at where you spend most of your time and the things that you're doing. And if you look at those things and you realize, Lord, the reason why I'm crying and I'm not getting where I'm getting because I'm nowhere near you. Wisdom says, go back to your first love when you first got saved, when you was on fire, when you loved me and you wanted to serve me. Go back to that point. Find out, because the problem is you've been on the road so long and you've just been kind of going along, millionillion around, that everything seems to be okay, just as status quo. But the bottom line is God said, I got more for you, but you need to listen to the wisdom that I'm trying to give you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then they will call to me,
well,
but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me. Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, since they would not accept my advice and spurn my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. In other words, now God is on the sidelines. Because God can't help us until we really want to be helped. God has never been a God of just taking over someone's life. Because if that was the case, then he's not a loving God. It's like when you go to that advice to mama and daddy. They've been talking to you all your life. And all you've done is reject what they've given you. But now you've bottomed out. You don't have nowhere to go. But then that small little piece of advice or wisdom that you allowed to get in said, maybe I need to go see mama and daddy right now. I'm at the point where I don't know whether I'm coming or going. And so maybe I need to go back to where I started from. To get that information I need to get over this hump. God is always there. He's always in reach. He's always been there. He's never left. But you got to begin to hear his call. You got to know, and God knows, because when we hit our bottom, and stop me if I'm wrong, that's when everybody's ready to listen. When you about to be sent away for 20 to life, you ready to listen now. Matter of fact, you ready to make deals with God. Lord, if you get me out of this situation right here, I know I ain't done all I'm supposed to do. I know I've rejected wisdom. I've spurned knowledge. But now, Lord, you got my attention. And the sad part is, it should never have to get to that. Because he's been talking the whole time. He's been trying to lead you the whole time. But only when we realize we can't go no further and we at our bottom, we want to cry out to the Lord. I know there's more folks in jail that's been saved or converted to a Muslim or whatever other religion they had. But as soon as they come out, it shows the reality where they really are. I have it for you, but you need to receive it. If not, you get what you got. Ain't that what you said one time, Deidre? If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. If we stay on the same path that leads us nowhere, guess what? You ain't going nowhere. But if wisdom tells us to get off that Ferris wheel, if wisdom says to start stepping out on faith, if wisdom says that I can do it, I am all things through Christ, if wisdom tells me that I got a shot, I got a prayer, if wisdom tells me that I'm an heir, I got to start listening. I got to start receiving. And I got to start seeking that which is real, that will put me on the right path. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. Then he says, but whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear or harm. There it is. Stop rejecting wisdom. Start seeking knowledge. And those things in God will help improve your life. Now, I'm not just talking to be talking. I'm sincere about what I'm saying. See, we have facades, fake walls, houses that we've built around ourselves to tell us that we're doing well when we're nowhere near well. And to the world, it looks like we're doing pretty good. But the one thing I know about God is God can see through walls, see through fake houses. See, you can't fool God. He knows where you are in your life. And I'm telling you, God is sitting there and he's shaking his head and saying, daughter, I did not design you for that. Son, I did not create you for that. There's so much more if you just open up your eyes and your heart and your ears and begin to receive that wisdom and knowledge that I have to offer, you can be better than what you are. We're not just flesh and bones walking, living a mundane existence.
Come on,
Doc. We are so much more than that. And wisdom tells me that I'm more than that. But fools like to hang around with fools who tell us we ain't about nothing. Are you tired of being producers? I mean consumers? Or are you ready to be producers? Every day that you get up, that God allows you to get up, you make a step towards your future or a step backwards towards your past. You can run, but you can't outrun wisdom. You can't outsmart knowledge. It's been around too long. It knows too much. So, only person you can truly be fooling is yourself. The Holy Spirit resides in us. And I don't think that God would take his time to share his spirit with junk, with mess. But understand this. Even inside of you, you treat him like he's not there. God has so much more for you. Your finances, your relationships, your employment, your friends, your family, your church, your ministries. God has never designed us to be failures. He never designed us to be struggling all our lives. He designed us to be successful. He designed us to be able to look through the mess. That's why I always say that my purpose is bigger than my circumstances. The circumstances I'll always have. But if I focus on purpose, I blow past my circumstances. That's what wisdom teaches me. That's what knowledge grabs a hold of. He says, my people perish for what? Do you think he knew what he was talking about? Look at all of our lives collectively and see where God has brought us. And in that process, see how much you have given back to God for what he's brought us through.
Come on, come on, come on.
How much wisdom and knowledge have we shared with one another? Or do we sit around with our simple selves and show our simple ways and engage in simple things and simple thoughts that lead us simply nowhere? That's not why the Word of God is here. It's here to make us stronger. It's here to make us producers and not just consumers. It's here to make us smarter and wiser. It's here to increase our knowledge so that when those obstacles come, we can just step right over them. We can be all that God has called us to be and know for certainty that we'll get there. That's why we're doing a divine purpose, finding our purpose, our destiny in Bible study. If you're tired of the same old stuff, you got to start doing some stuff that's different. But the stuff that's different can't be what the world prescribes. It has to be what the Word of God prescribes. Anything that you want strengthened, seek His will. Seek His way, and He will strengthen your path. Amen?
Amen.
The doors of the church are open this morning.
Yeah.